Louis for breakfast on Max FM, and time to check in with all the latest from the TV world from DeciderTV.com. It is Malk. Morning, mate.
Morning, Louis.
Big week in TV again?
Look, huge, mate. No, not least of which because just yesterday on Monday, Channel 9 announced that David Ginchell, the man who has been in the CEO chair for 8 years in his second stint, has stepped away and finished Monday.
Huh. Okay.
Now, that's a big change. This is the son of the man, Bruce Gyngell, who not only was the first man to speak on Australian television, but ran Nine for the Packer family, and then his son grew up into the same role. He's also overseen Nine go through some pretty significant changes, salvaged them from the brink of fairly serious receivership, and has really been a shining light in helping reinvigorate Nine as a brand. He's going to stay connected to the network, but more than likely he's off to play more than a couple of rounds of golf.
Yeah, I think so. So what does that mean for Channel 9 now?
The new guy that's coming in, Hugh Marks is his name. He's been on the board for some time and also has worked as the head of Southern Star, a big Australian television production company. He's known as a content guy, so he's really big about let's have good shows and good content and that sort of thing. The expectation is that he'll stick to David Gyngell's plan for what has been mapped out for the next 12 months. However, we can expect he'll probably be really keen to see Nine re-exert their dominance in making great Australian drama, because that's what they do really well when they apply themselves.
Definitely. That's where the Aussie brilliance can come through again, hopefully, what the ABC have been doing for the past couple of years.
Yes. Oh, it's sorely lacking from our commercial television networks.
Steve, let's talk live streaming. What's going on there?
Well, Seven, of course, last week with the Melbourne Cup, kicked off their official live streaming platform. So now using Seven Live or Plus Seven app, if you've got that on your iPhone or tablet or those sorts of things, you can watch live TV, not just Channel 7, but 7Mate and 7.2, anywhere 24/7. So if you don't have an antenna in your place, but you've got the internet, you can just watch them that way. Now, for people who live in daylight saving states, like New South Wales, it's going to be helpful if I've got a nick out or we're going on a drive or I wanted to see the end of this show, that kind of thing. It can be super helpful for. For people that work in offices, helpful if, I want to be able to catch sport during the day. So with the tennis coming up in January, that will be super huge for tennis fans in the office that don't have a TV.
Yeah.
But particularly helpful for people outside daylight saving states, because it means that you can go, oh, no, I live in New South Wales, and get to watch the feed the same time as everyone else and join in the social media conversation.
Is there a boss key? Do you remember those old school games, how you'd have the boss key?
Yes. There's no boss key, but we're all geolocated and Google's always asking, can we use your location and all of that sort of stuff. When people try and connect it, if they choose, no, don't use my location, it's a bit of a force wipe, You will not know my location. that then allows, these are not the droids you're looking for. That then allows you to pick the state that you want to be in. So, and beneficially, I guess, to New South Wales television fans, if you missed a show on 7, you know that you've got a couple of hours and you can watch it Perth time.
Yes, there you go. That's a good idea. What has the verdict done?
Oh, look, the verdict, this is Channel 9's Q&A Light, the lightest of light, panel chat shows on Thursday night, has committed TV's biggest sin, Louis.
Mm.
It was boring. Now, when you've got six or seven people sitting around a table chatting about, what's the latest thing, what's happening, what's controversial this week, and it's dull, that is television death.
A slow, drawn-out death or a quick, voluntary-assisted death?
Oh, look, it would be a mercy killing if the verdict was to be put down. Nine announced at their upfronts just recently that it's getting a second season, so I don't know what the heck is going on. Hopefully, look, Mr. Marks, new CEO of Nine, I'm no programmer, but let me tell you, if you were to put that show down, you would hear the shouting and singing from the street.
I think so. What is something that we cannot miss this coming week, Steve?
Look, there's two options. One, if you've got Foxtel, then I recommend Thursday night you jump on to Showcase, Mr. Robot. This was one of the big breakout summer hits in the US. It is an excellent sci-fi come modern tech tale of a hacktivist, someone who by day is just a security nerd, engineer guy, but by night he's exposing people for doing pretty horrible things online. That's very, very cool. It's also on Presto, if you've got access to that. And if you would prefer to stab yourself in the eye with your mobile phone, you can always watch Mary Making of a Princess on your Southern Cross 10s on Sunday night.
Some interesting accents I saw on the promo for that.
Look, the Danish accent is hard enough, particularly then when you mix it with some English. But when you're a New Zealand actor and you have to do an English-Danish mix, good luck.
Best of luck. From Decider TV, Steve Malk, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Louis.